Well, a unique part of Irish political history returns home today. Gifts and letters from world leaders collected by former Taoiseach Albert Reynolds are being handed over to the people of Longford. The archive, which offers a glimpse into his life from when he was a local councillor to his life as Taoiseach, will go on display in Longford Library with plans to move it to a new museum in the town. Miriam Reynolds, daughter of Albert Reynolds, and Martin Morris, County Archivist for Longford County Council, are with us now. Miriam, this must be a very proud day for your family.
A very happy day and a very proud day and a very poignant day. Yes, all three.
So what can people see in this collection?
It's an eclectic collection, really. We've got things like particular books, some books with personal inscriptions and dedications to Dad. We have correspondence, including, for example, the late Pope Francis's condolences on Dad's death. We have honorary doctorate degrees and robes. We have sashes from St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York. We have all kinds of everything, really.
And what's your most cherished part of this collection?
I think from a family point of view, the most cherished item in the collection that we're donating is the flag that draped Dad's coffin during his state funeral. After the funeral, the state made a beautiful presentation of the flag in a glass and wooden box. So
Is it difficult for the family to hand all of these items over?
I don't think so. I think Dad was a very pragmatic man, and really when we were left with all of these items and objects and memorabilia in view, it was like, well, what could we do with them? You know, somehow dividing them up and for seven households was going to lose the value and the importance.
So you want to keep them together, and that's why you're donating them to County Longford.
Yes, it's a case of keeping them together to preserve, if you like, the historical and social importance of them. But also by keeping them together and by having them in a home like Longford, it means that the collection itself becomes a living inspiration, if you like, about the things that an ordinary person can do extraordinary things and make extraordinary differences.
Martin Morris from Longford County Council is also on the line. How many items are in this archive?
Oh, there are hundreds, Cian, overall, if you take the books, the letters, the photographs and the various presentation pieces that Miriam referred to. It's actually really three elements to it. We could say that there's an archival collection, a collection of objects and a collection of books. And we in Longford Archives and Library Services and Longford County Council are absolutely delighted and honoured to be receiving them. You know, the Reynolds family has been incredibly generous in giving them into our custody.
And can people see them from today at the library?
There is an exhibition of a selection of items in Longford Branch Library, which will last for the next 2 weeks. And then anyone who wants to have access to aspects of the collection or who has any inquiries about it, they can refer to us, and we'll make material available in the research room of Longford County Library and Archive Services.
But the plans are for a museum in the long term at Conlee Barracks.
Yes, exactly. This is a very timely presentation, Cian, in that only a matter of weeks ago, Longford County Council received the wonderful news that we're getting €7 million from the Thrive Scheme for the redevelopment of the main building in the former Sean Connolly Barracks. And within about two years or a little more, perhaps, there will be a museum and a cultural centre there. And many of the objects from the collection will be on permanent exhibition there. So people will have an opportunity to see them. And we feel that this will be an opportunity for people to engage with the legacy of an extraordinary man. And Albert Reynolds was indeed that.
Martin Morris from Longford County Council and Miriam Reynolds, daughter of Albert Reynolds. Thanks for talking to us this morning. It's now 8:50.